This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Swung a marsh to left field deep. Fair going back, looking up. He will watch it fly. And a miraculous comeback by the A's in the ninth is capped by Matt Chapman's three-run home run. And the A's have won the game. And the final is 5-4.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
And the number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. You know, Vince, there's just times in life where you have to just, you got to be honest. And the bottom line is, and I'm looking at the schedule here, since they lost two out of three in mid-August to the Texas Rangers, we got to be honest, they just haven't been very good, the A's.
No, they haven't. You know, they had the wild card lead on August 14th. They were a game and a half back of the Astros for the American League West. You knew, you know, looking ahead into September and early October, that you had those games where you had a chance to maybe overtake the Astros if you could continue to play to the level that you had been playing. Not asking to exceed that, but play at the level that they've been playing. And instead, they've gone backwards. They've gone 9-18 in their last 28 games. And, you know, I don't know how many times you can describe, you know, a difficult loss, but this one ranks right up there when you've got a 6-0 lead and your ace is on the mound. And just unexpected that Frankie would go 3 1/3, but still with the lead in the sixth inning, the way that they pitched to Salvador Perez with a base open, I thought was certainly the moment of the game and the biggest mistake that we've seen made by Yusmeiro Petit maybe in his entire, you know, A's time, which has been nothing short of spectacular, but tonight just wasn't very good.
Yeah, 9-18 over their last 27, and that's just not the way to trend at the end of the season. And Salvador Perez, you know, I know what the two-way player Shohei Ohtani is, that he'll probably win the MVP, but man, this guy truly has had one of the greatest years, Vince, and you're a baseball historian. This is one of the greatest years we've ever seen a catcher have.
Yeah, I mean, he's closing in on Johnny Bench. He's going to pass him. I can't see how he won't. And just, but the thing about that, Chris, tonight is that the A's allowed him to be in that moment.
Yeah.
And that's something that I don't think really, you know, I thought maybe they just could have pitched around him. And even if you take him, you take out Petit and the bases are loaded and you bring in Jake Diekman, even if he walks Andrew Benintendi, you still have the lead. But you've got a left-on-left matchup, and you say, well, maybe because of the control, that's why you wanted to stay with Petit. But he just, I know that's not what he wanted. The pitch was not anywhere close to where he wanted it. And this is something we've talked about before, Chris, with pitchers that don't have velocity. And Yusmeiro and certainly Sergio Romo, and to a certain degree, Deolis Guerra, they have to rely on, you know, pinpoint command at times where you make a mistake, and we see what happened tonight where, you know, there are some mistakes made by the hard throwers from the Royals. And every time I looked at our, you know, our cheat sheets of the velocity of these pitchers, we haven't seen these guys since June. This guy throws 96-99. This guy throws 96-99. This guy throws 96-99. There's like four of these guys that came into the game. And you can make a mistake at that velocity. Not only that, Chris, the hitter has to gear himself up for that velocity, which allows the pitcher, if he has a secondary pitch, that it just plays better because yourself out on best off-speed pitch because – on what's happening with the velocity.
I don't know if you've listened, but, you know, Commander Cody and the San Jose Giants rolled out like three or four guys that night. I mean, it was like every guy. Because I can tell you Stockton didn't have anybody like that. So we're seeing this high velocity at all levels of baseball. The A's got to figure out how to get some in their organization.
Right. I mean, look, bullpens can pivot at a moment's notice. Look what Seattle did this year, the way they changed their bullpen, and they're very much, you know, firmly in this race, you know, for a little while longer, if not all the way to the very end. It can happen. You know, bullpens can be fickle. And as I mentioned with Bob Melvin, I asked him tonight on the manager show about using Diekman and Trevino now and you know, in plus situations. It's you know, you need these are the guys you have, and these are the guys you have to use. And I think he indicated that was going to be the case. Now they lost the lead in the sixth inning, didn't get a chance to do that, didn't get a chance to recover with that. And that's what's frustrating. It just seems like when Bob is making a move right now, while on paper it seems like it's the right move to make, it just goes completely sideways, and it comes from not just one guy. It's coming from a lot of different places. But to me, ultimately, the game came down to the at-bat with Salvador Perez with a base open and allowing him to do the kind of damage that he's done all year against everybody else. And he's also, I mean, that's his third home run against the A's, too. So the A's saw that happen in June here at the Coliseum and just, you know, allowed the best player to have that opportunity instead of trying to find a way to work around him and take your chances with somebody else.
Well, the two of us, we didn't go to Stanford or an Ivy League school, but I think we both know A's are running out of time. The math is not in your favor. I mean, the division at this point is pretty much lost. I mean, you would have to have an epic collapse by Houston. You're still in the wild card, but, man, having a losing streak right now is it's mind-blowing to me where they are. And it's got to change tomorrow, or we're going to be a couple of days away from saying we'll see you next season.
Right. I mean, and I don't know how these guys have done it, but they do. They wash it off, and they come to the ballpark the next day. They're confident. They believe they can get the job done. And then they play the game, and you just don't know how it's going to turn out. And now it is a three-game losing streak, and it's a three-game losing streak that was extended with your ace on the mound, at least the ace of the moment in Frankie Montas. Now you're going to rely on Sean Manaea. I think the A's felt like this series was going to get off to a good start, and it did. You're facing a rookie unproven in Jackson Kowar, who struggled again. You've got your best pitcher out there and giving up eight hits in three and a third. It was time to make a move there, and Dale Isguera did a nice job. But you're having to cover 17 outs tonight with your bullpen. That's a lot of arms to be in lockstep, and we know that the bullpen has not been that way. And so, but you dust yourself off, you get behind Manaea, you win that game. If you can, and then you've got the day game the next day, you try to get a good performance out of Paul Blackburn. And if you say you take two out of three from the series, no matter how you got there, you'll be happy with that because you've won a series, and you'll try to take that momentum to the next series, which would be against the Mike Troutless Los Angeles Angels. We'll see what happens. You got to get there, but you got to take care of tomorrow. And you know, after today, it's just another. A different path to another difficult loss.
You know, that was very glass half full, and I think we should end on that.
Let's do it.
Have a safe drive home, buddy. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Tony, thanks.
The great Vince Catronio. Yeah, I mean, all you got is tomorrow. That's all you got. You've lost three straight games at the end of the year to under 500 teams. There's no other way to spin it. You can't spin it. It is what it is. You look like a ball club that's out of gas. Hate to say it. Don't want to admit it. I want the postseason as much as anybody. But you get paid to win games. That's what this organization pays you to do. And right now you're not. And I start looking at the schedule, and I went to ESPN.com, this simple. And the number is 833-625-2278. I went and looked, and I went, okay, go to August. When did this thing really start to go south? Remember, on August 12th, it was a Thursday, they beat up on the Indians 17-0. They had won, so they beat the Padres at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They had won seven in a row. Remember that game in Cleveland? 17-0? Oh, it was like going to the playoffs, baby. Since then, you just look at all the losses since then. Something happened, and they just have not been a good team. offense has been inconsistent. A lot of, you know, not even a lot of solo home runs, but when they do hit one, it's a solo. And the starting pitching has regressed. The bullpen has been horrific. And when that kind of stuff happens, you don't make the postseason. The postseason's for the best teams in the game, and right now you're not one of them. All right, the number is 833-625-2278. We're taking your phone calls next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
In London, it's 10 p.m. Wednesday. In Singapore, it's 5 a.m. Thursday. And in San Francisco, it's 2 p.m. Wednesday. We call that Ring Central time. Time for teams, customers, and partners to connect online for a real-time work session. Ring Central is the leading cloud solution for today's distributed workforce, integrating voice, video, online meetings, and team messaging into one experience. It's time to work the way you want. It's Ring Central time. For a free trial, visit ringcentral.com. Ring Central. Communicate, collaborate, connect.
This is A's Clubhouse.
It is really hard to believe there's just 18 games left. That's it. And, I mean, tomorrow, I mean, this is it. You got to win every day. And it's tough to do that in this sport, but you, this is where you've put yourself. You never want to have to be Harry Houdini. You never want to put yourself into a deal where you have to do something magical, like 2012. But that's where you're at. And the crazy thing is, you still have all these games left against Seattle and Houston. And nobody wants to run away with the wild cards. Right? You got two spots for the wild cards, right? No one wants to run away. So technically the same five, the Yankees, the Blue Jays, the Red Sox, the Mariners, and the A's are all still in it. No one wants to run away. And right now, the Yankees and Toronto are 81-64. The Red Sox are 81-65. I mean, it's... Everybody's still in it, and I know it's, like, hard to believe. But then again, the A's got to win. I can sound like a broken record night after night after night. They're still in it. They're still. If you're not going to beat bad teams, you're really not in this thing. And I hate to say it, they just don't look good, and they haven't looked good for a while now. Let's go to Tom. Tom, lead us off here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
So, I tuned in the early innings tonight. They're up 6-0, and then I went to rehearsal, and I checked my cell phone, and I looked at the score, and it's like, you got to be kidding me. And it's like, wash, rinse, and repeat. Another blown lead of at least 5 or 6 runs that the team come back on. I mean, the Toronto series was an absolute nightmare, and I don't see them making the playoffs if they're going to play this way.
No. Well, right now, if it ended right now, it's – it's ball game over, Tom. I mean, you know, you look at teams that are thriving and teams that are firing on all cylinders, and then you look at teams that are not. If you're not, you know, you're going to fall short.
Yeah, it's been a weird year. They lose 7 in a row, then they win 13 in a row, and it's just been up and down, hot and cold. I've never seen a season where the team's been so hot and cold as this one. It's just it just tears your guts out, and I feel bad for, you know, Bassett. The guy's a warrior, and he wanted to get back in, but, you know, since he went down, the pitching staff seems like it's just absolutely falling apart.
Well, I think the one thing you're dead on, it's been a weird year, and thank you for the phone call. It has. It's been a weird year. And it's been like that for a lot of teams. Very streaky. I mean, you can pretty much say that about everybody in baseball, except for the really bad teams. For the good teams, I guess you would say the Giants, they haven't really been streaky. They've just been good. I think you could pretty much say that for the Brewers. But everybody else, I mean, remember when the A's were taking on the Yankees and it was like, oh, boy, they're on their best winning streak since 1961, I think. Was it 61? Something like that. And then the A's beat them two games, and since then, they're not very good. Red Sox have dealt with COVID. They haven't been very good. Toronto has been good. They've gotten hot, but they're like everybody's streaky. So it's like I could say to like you could call me tonight and say, Townie, the A's are out of it. And I'd be like, well, you know what? The way they're playing, I get it. But then they could turn it around, win a few in a row, and next thing you know, they're right back in it. It's been a weird year. I think there's no question. Let's go to Eddie in Lodi. Eddie, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Hey, Chris. This team is making me numb to these kinds of losses and collapses and games, man. You know, you've been talking about velocity the last few games. I looked at the Salvador Perez bomb. That was 86 on the gun from Petit. And then the two-run bomb on Romo was 78 miles an hour on the gun. That's what we're rolling out with the rest of the season. You know, these are the guys that are coming out of the pen. I'm tired of trying to convince myself that this team is going to turn around. They're not. I let myself start to get there when we took 2 out of 3 from the White Sox, and then we win the first game against the Rangers. I started to let myself get there, man. Like, scoreboard watching was fun. You know, I'm watching these teams kind of crumble, and it's like all of a sudden, hey, man, we're a game back out of this second wild card. You know, we're back in this, and it's just crazy how quickly things can change. And you know, and I felt good taking 2 out of 3, and then you look at the next 9, and it's like, okay, under 500 teams, let's stack some of these wins, let's beat up on these teams, and this 2021 A's team is just showing you that no, you can't take any series for granted. You can't take any team. There's no guaranteed win, you know, and the agony of sports, man, like just the back and forth. There's times I wish I almost didn't care as much just because how much you get let down.
I know.
And being a fan, it's like, it's such an abusive relationship, and I just keep coming back. I keep coming back. I keep watching. I keep listening. And I'm going to hope till the end of the season, man, but I have zero confidence, you know, that hey, 2021 A's, prove me wrong. Please prove me wrong and turn this thing around. But I don't see it, man. We've been saying this, you know, I've been listening, and since there was 35, 36 games left, we've been like, hey, Now's the time. Turn it around. You got to start winning these series. You got to start winning these games. And here we are. And they're, what'd you guys say, 9-18 over the last 20, 30 games? I mean, this is when it matters, man. And this team is heading in the wrong direction.
Yeah, there is no question about it. Thank you for the phone call. And, you know, I'll never forget doing the Raiders pregame show with Bill Romanowski. This is a guy that's won 4 Super Bowls, played in 5. And Bill would always say, no matter who the Raiders were playing, he would always say, the other guy gets paid too. No matter what the record is of your opponent, you're a professional. You're getting paid. You're one of the top athletes in the world. So, yes, we can look at the Rangers and we can look at the Royals and we can say their record stinks, but the guys that are coming out of that clubhouse are some of the best players in the world. And if you don't play well, they're going to beat you. They don't feel sorry for you. They don't care what your record is. They're all trying to play for their next contract. This is pro sports. You either win or you lose. That's it. And the Kansas City Royal players do not care what the A's want to make the playoffs again, and the A's this, and the A's that. They don't care. They're going out there to take your lunch money. I mean, they went out there. Look, I mean, three runs in the third. They put up a four spot in the sixth, a two spot in the seventh. It's ball game over. They're shaking hands and going home. They don't care what their record is right now. They're building for a future. But to them, they have no pressure. There's no pressure. The Rangers, no pressure. The pressure's all on you. And unfortunately, you're buckling right now. It's not a good look. The number is 833-625-2278. Your phone call's next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Tired of searching for sports updates in different places? The Xfinity Sports Zone gives you the ultimate sports hub experience, where you can find games, news, and highlights all in one place right on your TV. Follow the teams you love across your favorite sports. You can even use the voice remote to access stats and scores. With the Xfinity Sports Zone, everybody wins. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store for details. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service with X1.
Driven, determined, resilient. Cal State East Bay students are today's creative thinkers and tomorrow's workforce for the region. Cal State East Bay is recognized as one of the most transformative college experiences nationwide, educating the new generation that questions the status quo and works together to find meaningful solutions. Apply today for our degree and certificate programs. We are not just a university, we are a community. Find yourself here at csueastbay.edu.
In London, it's 10 p.m. Wednesday. In Singapore, it's 5 a.m. Thursday. And in San Francisco, it's 2 p.m. Wednesday. We call that Ring Central time. Time for teams, customers, and partners to connect online for a real-time work session. Ring Central is the leading cloud solution for today's distributed workforce, integrating voice, video, online meetings, and team messaging into one experience. It's time to work the way you want. It's Ring Central time. For a free trial, visit ringcentral.com. Ring Central. Communicate, collaborate, connect.
How about a second encore? The A's host their final fireworks show of the season on Friday, September 24th, following the A's matchup against the Houston Astros.
And Tony drills one down the right field line. If it's fair, it's got a chance. It's gone!
After the game, fans are invited to sit on the field to enjoy a 90s and 2000s pop-themed fireworks show. Don't miss the last Friday game of the regular season. Kick off your weekend with a bang by purchasing your fireworks tickets at athletics.com.
And they're loving it at the Coliseum.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Chris Downs with you here on the A's Clubhouse Show. The number is 833-625-2278. And yes, bringing in guys out of your bullpen in modern day baseball, throwing 85, 86. I mean, God bless Yesmero, Sergio Romo, but you're throwing, I mean, if you're throwing under 90, you got to be perfect. Your location, it's just you got to be hard to see. Otherwise, I mean, do you think 85, 86 to a big league hitter or you hang a slider 80, 80? These guys, you got to realize in baseball, velocity has jumped so much that these kids are all playing travel ball. They've been seeing this high velocity at a very young age. And now you're going to bring in a guy throwing 88, 87, right over the top straight? If you're going to throw that velocity, you got to be coming from somewhere different. Release point, funky, down below, you know, whether you're a sidewinder or something. But at times you'll be able to get away with it, but, man, we're seeing it. It's leaking oil bad. Let's go to Dan in Westwood. Dan, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Yeah, I want to say something about our starting pitching at the beginning of the year. Didn't our bullpen have to pitch a lot of innings at the start of the year to save the starters?
Well, actually, our starters have pitched more innings than any other team.
Really? Well, that didn't show tonight, but I guess that's a rare off night. But
Hey, Dan, watching every game like I do, it is crazy to think that our starters have thrown more innings than any other team. That tells you how bad starting pitching is in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. And I just wish we had some flamethrowers in the bullpen, because I think Petit and the other guy is pretty much toast at this point, Romo. I don't think they have anything to bring to the table anymore. They're tired.
Yeah, I think the whole Trevor Rosenthal was – we'll look back on that as him not being able to pitch this year will be – that will be one thing we'll look at and say, you know, one of the reasons why the A's struggled, especially at the end, was they didn't have a legit closer.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, Darren. It's kind of like Jim Moore. Playoffs? What are playoffs? You know, that's about what our team
playoffs
looks like now.
We're talking about playoffs?
Yeah. They're not going to – even if they did make the playoffs, how far would you think they're going to go?
Wouldn't you say, I mean, that's one of the greatest sound bites in the history of sports?
Yeah, I would say so, because we're playing that right now.
It was hilarious. Playoffs? We can't even win a game. Jim Mora, I actually got to cover his son when he worked for the 49ers, and I remember talking to him about his dad going, your dad with the media was absolutely hilarious.
Yep, he was. Can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
Didn't this all start our bullpen collapse? I could be wrong because you follow more games than I do, because I only can hear it on the radio. Dish won't cover the games up here for us.
Well,
but anyway, we
want you listening to the radio, by the way.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's what I've been doing. But didn't it start with the Giants series when we blew those two games? It's been downhill ever since.
I think it started with right after Cleveland, which would have been – I don't have it up anymore, but it was, I think, August 12th when we beat Cleveland 17-0. And then after that, it was a series loss to Texas, a series loss to the White Sox, a series loss to the Giants, two straight against Seattle. I think it was right after Cleveland where everything started going south.
Yeah, and you take all those games that we had technically, as you'd say, it's not in the bag, but could have won, we'd be in first place by about four games.
Oh, you could make a case, like, if you don't start as bad as they did. All right, I got to back up. So it was Thursday, August 12th. The A's beat the Indians 17-0. Their record was 67-48. At this point, you have just swept Cleveland in Cleveland, and you control your own destiny, right? They were up in the wild card, and then after that, they go to Texas, lose two out of three, lose three out of four to Chicago, lose two out of three to the Giants, lose both games to the Mariners, and on and on and on.
Yeah, and they're all late-inning losses, most of them.
Yeah, they have not. Correct? They have not been the same team. There's no question.
Yeah. Okay, well, all I could say is we have, what, 18 more games to go?
18 more games.
I don't know what's going to happen, but it doesn't look too promising.
Well, Dan, the thing is, everybody's still in it. No one's running away and hiding. Everybody's still in it.
Yeah, I'm not giving up, but they need to play some baseball now.
Appreciate the phone call. Thank you, Dan. Let's go to Chris in Newark. Chris, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Hi, Uncle Johnny. How's it going?
Kind of miserable tonight. I think you would understand why. It's not great.
Yeah, I think a lot of us A's fans are. That makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I wanted to voice my, well, I guess concern is more like the last couple of weeks have been horrible in the fact that they really have blown those losses just, well, horribly. being up by 6 runs versus Toronto when, man, they really had the game there in a couple Fridays ago. And then Texas, well, we all know that Texas plays up. I mean, they've been competitive. They've been competitive against the A's this whole time, essentially this season. So to me, it was no surprise that they can rally up. It's just that there was no real response by the A's bullpen to just clamp down, make sure that there was no, you know, chance for the Texas to go and win. But the point I'm trying to make right here is that the last couple of games really versus Texas and then today, I think, are the setting tones going forward. It's more based on a feeling, but it just seems statistically the A's really had to have, and this is what I've said before, like starting with I'm jumping all over, but starting with the Chicago series, going all the way to the end with the LA series, the Angels, they really need to go 9-3 going into the gauntlet of Seattle and Houston in order to really be well prepared to weather that storm, to at least have a shot, really make the postseason. The trend that I see right now, especially after losing today, I really needed to see the A's somehow make a 6-game win streak starting today. I'm just not comfortable, and especially when you start looking with the AL East and how Boston, they just got reinforcements with Chris Sale and whoever else on the IL list there, the COVID IL list. I don't know, man. This is looking bad for the A's. And then on top, to part with this, to top that off, just because I'm one of those A's fans, looking across the bay here, it's like, yeah, I saw the Giants doing well this season, not this well. I thought the Giants were going to make the postseason, but, man, they are looking really strong, and I don't want to see the potential where both Bay Area teams have 4 World Series rings, you know, between both of them on you know, SF and Oakland. And I'm just going to leave it at that, and you can take everything else off there if you need to. Thanks.
Well, no problem. Tomorrow, I mean, there is no tomorrow, but you got to win tomorrow. Yeah, I'd like to say, you got to win 5 in a row. You got to beat a bad Royals team. And I think Vince hit it on the head. In sports, there are times where you say, this guy's not beating me. And Salvi Perez is that guy right now. I'm not letting him beat me. How are you letting him beat you? You know how hot he is. He's about to have the greatest offensive year. Well, it'll be one of them, because I think Johnny Bench had like 140-something RBIs that year that he hit 45 jacks. Johnny Bench was amazing. But you can't let that guy beat you. What are you doing? It doesn't matter what sport. I've watched people just hammer Steph Curry because you're like, I'm not letting this guy, I'm going to make him work for it. Think about the Pistons back in the day with Jordan. They hammered him over and over. I'm not letting this guy beat me. You can't let that guy beat you, whoever that guy is. And in baseball, you circle that lineup card and you go, that guy, not pitching to that guy. I'd rather put him on first base than have that guy hit a home run into left field. It's shame on you. Everybody knows. We know who's hot and who's not going into a series. You know who the best players are. I mean, how many times you got to have Mike Trout hit a dinger against you before I don't even want to deal with the guy. That's where Buck Showalter was the greatest. It's like Barry Bonds, I'm just walking him. It's like, I'm not dealing with this guy. Guy's on steroids. He's super Barry. I'm not dealing with it. Like, come on, make someone else beat you. But unfortunately, other guys did beat you tonight. All right, the number is 833-625-2278. More of your phone calls next. And Bob Melvin with the media right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Hey A's fans, summer is finally here, and that means home improvement projects. Still thinking about replacing your old windows? Consider beautiful, energy-efficient windows from Milgard. Let our team of experts help you turn your house into your dream home. Explore the door and window showrooms at Ashby Lumber in Berkeley and Concord today. Use code word A'sFan and receive a special discount on your beautiful, energy-efficient windows and patio doors by Milgard at Ashby Lumber. Learn more at ashbylumber.com or visit our stores in Berkeley and Concord. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs.
This is Chris Townsend for my favorite golf course in the Bay Area, Cinnabar Hills Golf Club. Tucked in the beautiful hills of San Jose, Cinnabar Hills offers the finest 27 holes of championship golf in Silicon Valley. Come see the amazing new renovated clubhouse and restaurant, plus patio dining with the most breathtaking views. Cinnabar Hills is far more than a golf course. One of the premier places in the Bay Area to host weddings and any type of events. There's no golf experience like Cinnabar Hills Golf Club. Go to CinnabarHills.com. That's CinnabarHills.com.
We're short of PCO today. Let's try to stay on schedule.
New customers have Emery's exterminator business buzzing. She needs new specialists to tackle a swarm of appointments.
Norwegian tree mouse. That's a first.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us. Because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Swings and drives one. Dead center. Back is Kane. To the track. At the wall. Jumps. It is gone. Matt Olson turns around Josh Hader and walks off the Brewers in game one of a three-game series.
You're listening to A's Cast.
And now the 0-1 pitch on the way is swung on and drilled to left. Way back. Yastrzemski will turn and watch, and the A's have tied it up on a ninth inning grand slam by Stephen Piscotty.
This is the A's Clubhouse Show.
I am still holding on to the baseball gods that will make sure I don't have to go to Modesto. I really believe the baseball gods will shine on me and the A's will make the postseason so I don't have to go see Bitter Bill in Modesto. Bitter, how are you?
I want my steak medium rare, nice baked potato, and a couple beers.
You're such a bad human being, you know that?
I know. But, you know, you said something earlier about how the A's pitching starters is pretty good and the rest of the league is okay. I mean, what are they going to do when they expand, when baseball wants to expand to two more teams? This means you're going to get Phil Blackburn, Daniel Wingan back in the major leagues, and these guys don't deserve to be in the majors. I mean, heck, Adam Rosales might come back and play.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting about this is, you know, watching the other night, being down, watching Stockton take on San Jose, I'm watching this kid from the San Jose Giants. He's just mowing us down, and they took him out like in the fourth inning. And I'm like, what? We're training these guys not to go deep. Like, at what point are we just going to have such a major shortage of pitchers to get outs?
Exactly.
How are we going to get all these outs? You play nine innings, you got to get 27 outs. How are we going to get 27 outs when you don't expect your starters to even go five? You don't even train them to go five.
Yeah, and before they expand two more teams, they need to address cities like Oakland, Tampa Bay, Florida, and Pittsburgh. And all these teams that don't draw, they need to address this first before they expand.
Well,
can't draw 13,000 a game or 11,000 a game.
Well, you're hitting the nail on the head. That is a major problem for Major League Baseball, is that if they want to expand, you got to make sure that Oakland and Tampa are taken care of. You can't take care of them, and then you can't expand before that happens. So look what they did with Montreal and turning them into the Washington Nationals. I mean, baseball knows there's two franchises they have to fix before they add two more. They are going to add two more, though. That is going to happen.
Oh, and look at the watered-down talent that'd be in there. It'd be pathetic. It'd be absolutely pathetic.
Well, Bitter, do you ever watch football? Do you know any bad cornerbacks are out there now? You got 32 NFL teams. You got guys that you look and you go, that's your starting quarterback? I mean, that's what – but expansion means money, and that's always going to play.
That's true. And also about the A's drafting. I know – I just don't think they draft very well. You know, they got Chapman, Olsen. Murphy hasn't – he hasn't produced yet. Besides that, they haven't drafted very well. Especially in the pitching department. And now who they got? Soderstrom, he's going to be okay. Mick Green, I think he's going to be another Mark Ellis, but nothing to shout about.
You mean Nick Allen, the shortstop?
Nick Allen, yeah, yeah. Nick Allen, I'm sorry.
By the way, I went to school with his mother and his aunt, so I'm pulling for him.
Well, I'm pulling for him too, but I think he's going to be like a 240, 250, 260 hitter.
All right, wait, that could win you a batting title these days.
That's true. Until Darren Bush gets a hold of him, he'll be a 180 hitter.
Oh, God. It's been a frustrating year.
Changes got to be made next year. From the coaching staff, it's just got to be made.
All right, so what is your – what steak, what's your cut? What do you like?
A porterhouse.
Oh, you're going porterhouse. Wow.
Yeah, make it with your wild.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. You're gonna beat up my credit card. I get it. I'm a ribeye guy, but I respect the porterhouse.
Yes.
How long is it gonna take me to get from? How long will it take me to get from San Jose to Modesto?
Without the bullets, probably about an hour and a half. And once you get into the Central Valley, you just go as fast as you can.
Well, you know, I've already researched a steakhouse in your neighborhood.
Which one?
I got it somewhere. A guy sent it to me. Like, this is actually in Modesto, a legit steakhouse. So if I do lose, I will be taking you to a nice steakhouse.
Well, you will lose, and you will be taking me to a nice steakhouse. And I'm not happy with it.
Oh, I let me tell you, I'm going to be pulling into the parking lot screaming. I'm going to be angry when I get there. You just be ready for that.
Well, just make sure you get some money from Romo and Trevino because they owe half of it at least.
But then again, if the A's turn it around, you're coming to the Bay Area. And by the way, steakhouses in my neighborhood aren't cheap.
What, 18 games remaining? They got to go 15-3.
18 games. 14. Just remember, steakhouses in my neighborhood are not cheap.
It's okay because I won't be going to San Jose.
All right, Bitter. Be well.
All right, Chris. You have a great day.
Yeah. Silicon Valley steakhouses are not the same as Modesto. Greg and Slo, make me feel better somehow.
Well, I don't know what's funnier, Tony, the A's bullpen or this implosion or you having to buy a steak for Bitter Bill. I'm not, you know, I'm trying to figure out what's funnier. I'm over here just cracking up.
Hey, the last time I was in Modesto, I was doing play-by-play for the San Jose Giants, and the Giants were playing the Modesto A's. Miguel Tejada was then he claimed to be 20 years old, but he was a 20-year-old shortstop. That's the last time I've been to Modesto.
And probably when you left, you thought it would be the last time, but hey.
I might have to go back.
I'm pulling for you, Towdy, for a lot of reasons.
Yes.
You know, I love you, and I want the A's in. But, you know, to say I have faith, I'd be a liar.
I
think the last time I was in Modesto, I saw Steve Howe pitch. That's how long it's been since I've been in Modesto. You remember Steve Howe? He tried to make a comeback after years off, and then I think he pitched in the Modesto A system for a while. And gosh, Modesto, yeah, that's a place you try to avoid if you can.
Well, the thing about Steve Howe that you think is so ridiculous at, you know, now where we are in life, where they were so worried about cocaine back in the day that this guy's getting popped for cocaine. Little did they know a thing called anabolic steroids were going to come into the sport and change the sport forever.
Oh, just ran. Weren't guys taking something called, you know, this is a little, you know, out of my league, but they were taking something called uppers too, greenies or something called, I think they called them greenies.
They've been taking greenies for a long, long – some of the greatest play. The thing that gets me, and I'm not going to out anybody, but I can guarantee you when we you know, do the whole Hall of Fame ceremony each year in Cooperstown, and these guys are we're all against the steroid guys getting in. I'm like, you guys want to do a light – I would love to do a lie detector test with every baseball Hall of Famer on whether you ever took amphetamines. Did you ever take a greenie? And you know what? They wouldn't do it.
There's no way. I mean, that
no way.
Again, kind of probably before both of our times somewhat, but my dad told me it was pretty rampant in Major League Baseball.
Oh, everybody was doing it. They were all doing
green greenies. Like, what a scary name. Who wants to take something called a greenie? That just sounds awful.
And let me tell you something. Having been around this game for a while, they've got a whole – they'll tell you, okay, so to come down off the greenie, you would drink beer and milk. I mean, it was like a whole thing. Like, I'm like, basically this is speed. You're taking speed, and you're doing it on a daily basis. And, yeah, it's kind of sad, actually, and a lot of people really don't know about this. But, yeah, they had a whole way to get up and a whole way to get down at the end of the night because you got to sleep, right, at some point.
162 games worth of greenies and then trying to come down. I'm sure your heart was really thankful for that.
Can't even imagine.
Oh, well, I don't know, man. Who would have thought I'd call tonight and we'd be talking about greenies? If I'd have told you that, I'd. You know, but it's gotten to that point, Townie, and it's just so sad to see. I'm kind of lost for words. You know, at this point, Homer Bailey and Kolarik have actually had success at the big league level. I mean, why not give them a shot? You know, why can't we make a call down to Vegas and get those guys up here? Sergio Romo. I mean, there's no more. You know. Soft landing spots and whatever. I mean, the guy's just a two-run homer waiting to happen, three-run homer waiting to happen. So I just, you know, it's a little befuddling that as bad as we've played, the fact that we're still kind of hanging around just because other teams are losing. I mean, what's your take on that, Townie? Have you heard anything about maybe an arm coming up?
No, and I guarantee you every single team is having the exact conversation you and I are having right now. Like, think about it. If you're New York, you're Toronto, you're Boston, you're Seattle, you're Oakland, we're in this, like, hodgepodge, all like, you know, who's going to seize the moment?
It's so hard because the A's have had so many heartbreaking losses with big leads, not losing like a 4-3 lead the ninth. We're talking like an 8-2 lead. You know, it's like I can't remember a monumental collapse like this in A's history in a long time. And I mean, really bad lot. Like if you lose a 4-3 game, yeah, you should have won it. Okay. But when you're losing 8-2 game or you're blowing games against the Royals and losing series against the Royals, I mean, this is just on a monumental scale. And it's just at some point I'm going to start talking about next season. And I know we got plenty of games left.
I'm not going there with you. By the way, I want to blow your mind here. So, New York, Toronto, Boston, Seattle, Oakland. Five teams are vying for two spots. Who do you think has the best run differential of all the teams?
Gosh, let me think. I'm going to go with the Jays because they scored 22 runs the other day, but I don't know.
The Toronto Blue Jays have a run differential of plus 172. No one else. They're not even like – the A's are plus 58, the Yankees are plus 33, the Red Sox are plus 51, and the Seattle Mariners are minus 56. People don't realize how explosive the Toronto Blue Jays are. It really is unbelievable.
I don't know what's more amazing, the plus 150 whatever or the minus 56 with Seattle, and they're still in the hunt. Like, I don't know what number is more shocking.
How about this? Seattle against teams that are 500 or better, they're 37 and 35. The A's, 28 and 44.
Now, you said a long time ago, Townie, and I couldn't agree with you more, if you can't beat the good teams, you don't deserve to be in the mix at the dance with the good teams.
Yeah, what are we
meaning the playoffs.
About?
I don't know. You know, and it's to the point now where it's not even good teams. I mean, literally teams are rolling out the red carpet for the Oakland A's when they see them come to town. I mean, that pitching staff and that dumpster fire and that bullpen. I mean, when you were saying it was going to be hard for the A's to get in Toronto, the Jays were going to make it really easy for the A's to get into Toronto. They were going to go to the Jays would have went to the government of Canada and said, no, get these guys in here. We want a hit. So teams are literally just rolling out the red carpet for the A's. And it's just, you know, I don't know. We talked about what 6-3 in this kind of stretch of below 500 teams. I mean, what are we going to do if we're 3-6?
Hey,
I mean,
all I can do is worry about tomorrow.
Right.
I mean, tomorrow. Tell me what tomorrow is. I can't. Don't tell me what the weekend is. Don't tell me about the, where are we tomorrow? That's all that matters.
It's a great point. That's a great point. I you know, and thank God football's back. What a great weekend, Townie. What a great weekend.
Who's your team?
Oh, man, I was wondering when you were going to ask me that question, because my passion are the Oakland A's and the Chicago Bulls, period, end of story. Football, I lived in San Diego for a while, so I always kind of pulled.
You front runner.
Oh, stop
it. The only reason you like the Bulls is because of Michael Jordan. You front
runner. Townie, here's a fact. Here's a fact, and this will blow your mind. My 7-year-old son, you know what his name is? Michael Jordan Curtis Cunningham. That is his full name.
You
Curtis
front
is
runner.
My,
you're a front runner.
No way. Hey,
yes, you are.
Me and Mike, we go. I've been a Bulls fan for 40 years.
Were you a Bulls fan in the 70s when they stunk?
Oh, I wasn't alive in the 70s. Come on, I can't go that far. I was only, you know. But we're talking 40 years. I mean, you know, I'm born in 75, so – you know, Michael came around. You know, I was a Bulls fan during the tough years. I was a Bulls fan when Jordan struggled and tried to get past those Pistons and was getting his butt kicked, like you talked about. So I suffered through some tough Bulls years.
Were you a Bulls fan when he allegedly had to leave for gambling and played for Birmingham Barons? Were you a fan?
You know that's a bunch of crock. That's such a crock. That is such total.
He allegedly wanted to just play minor league baseball out of nowhere.
Hey, Tito Francona said in fall league, Jordan hit about 260. He said, "There's no doubt in my mind, Michael would have made the majors if they wouldn't have went on strike."
Then why didn't he keep playing? Why didn't he keep playing then? Why did he go back?
He wanted to go win 3 rings. He wanted to cement that legacy.
Because David Stern said, "Yeah, you did your time.
Stop
you can come back."
You know, Townie, you know that.
Oh my
true.
God,
down,
you
know
me?
That's not true.
He was so connected to gambling; it was unbelievable.
Stop.
Where's
it.
My 30 for 30 on
Ferraris
that? Where is my 30 for 30 on gambling and Michael Jordan? That's what I want.
I can name Chicago Bulls that you've never heard of. Granville Waiters, Steve Coulter, Brad Sellers. So you can't call me on my fandom with the Chicago Bulls. Absolutely no way. I'm a Bulls fan.
Hey, you know who I know? You know who I know? Steve Kerr.
Yeah. Steve Kerr was a great Bull. No doubt about it.
All right. I got to get out of here. Thank you, Greg. The number is 833-625-2278. More A's Clubhouse Show right here on the A's Radio Network and on A's Cast.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Driven, determined, resilient. Cal State East Bay students are today's creative thinkers and tomorrow's workforce for the region. Cal State East Bay is recognized as one of the most transformative college experiences nationwide, educating the new generation that questions the status quo and works together to find meaningful solutions. Apply today for our degree and certificate programs. We are not just a university, we are a community. Find yourself here at csueastbay.edu.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Francis Ford Coppola Winery is home to wine, food, and adventure. Located just 90 minutes north of Oakland, we invite you to sip through award-winning wines like Diamond Collection Claret and enjoy the magic of Sonoma County in a family-friendly atmosphere known for its superior level of quality and integrity. Book a tasting and learn more at francisfordcoppolawinery.com. Please drink responsibly. 2021 Francis Ford Coppola Winery, Geyserville, Sonoma County, California.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their burial locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe, or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah, I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, Buddy.
For the ones who are always in the know.
Delivery confirmed.
For the ones who keep things running. For the innovators and the problem solvers. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, experienced staff at local branches, and free access to experts to help answer your toughest questions. So whatever challenge you face, we have the knowledge and products to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to a place where everyone deserves to be better protected, where technology has your back, where you can have better protection and keep more money in your pocket, where you can have protection for your car, your home, your phone, and even your digital identity. Welcome to a place where your entire life can be better protected. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The thing about the Home and Auto Bundle from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the Home and Auto Bundle from Progressive. We don't even need the words the Home and Auto Bundle anymore to tell you that you could save big with the Ring-Tailed Lemur from Progressive, or that every hot peach cobbler comes with round-the-clock service and protection. And that's the thing about the goat with magic powers. You've heard a lot of ads about the sushi in Vancouver. See how much you could save with the Home and Auto with the Shaman in the Jungle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
This is A's Clubhouse.
And let's get back out to the phones. Let's go to Jeff in Mendocino. Go ahead, Jeff. You're on the A's Clubhouse show.
Hey, yeah, Jeff in Mendocino out here on the coast. About that bitter pill with bitter bill possibility, mistake or mistake?
Jeff, get off. I can barely hear you.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me better now?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, I said, how about that potential bitter pill with bitter bill? Is that a steak or a mistake?
Unfortunately, it's going to be a steak, but I'm hoping it's in my neighborhood and not his.
Right on. Well, I called to talk about the maybe genesis of what's going on with pitching, but first, how about the end of that Raiders-Ravens game last night? It went from a sequel to a trilogy and an epic ending.
You know, I love Derek Carr. I've gotten to know him over the years. And I was watching the game last night at a sports bar with a couple buddies. I like to go to Rookies here in San Jose. I'll ride with Derek Carr at any time. I think he gets a bad rap. I love the kid. I think Derek Carr's a winner. I think if you have the right playbook, if you have the right – everything about football, you got to have the right people around you. That's one of the things that Tom Brady has had for all these years. That's what Joe Montana had. You got to have the right people around you. I believe in Derek Carr. There's no question.
I agree, and it's all chemistry, and it's mostly mystery on the chemistry, but when it comes together, it sure is great. Well, as far as the pitching, I mentioned this to you the other night, we were up against the clock. The aspect of the A's letting go all the minor leaguers, most of them, when COVID hit, and I'm wondering if other teams did something similar, and maybe that's why we're looking at this current situation where it kind of keeps becoming lowball, in that even though it seemed like maybe we would have been out of it a long time ago, but we're still in it somehow because people keep losing instead of winning. Is there something that we can look at as to when there weren't as many arms available and when maybe some of the talent got let go due to COVID, not just on the A's, but across the board?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, because it was a conversation that I had where it was like there is going to be this effect of what happened with high schools, college, minor leagues, and then that will affect the other sports where when there is the lack of development for basketball players, football players, hockey players. Hockey has minor league, a lot like Major League Baseball, to where NBA and NFL doesn't. But, like, when are we going to see this lack of development? Is it 2-3 years down the road? At some point, I think we're going to see it. I hope we don't see it, but I think we are going to see it, that there's going to be some issues down the road here with just talent, because you literally had kids who just were not playing sports.
Yeah, that, and with people being let go the way that it happened with the A's specifically, it kind of gave no backup to the people that were going to be on the major league teams. I think that's partly what we're seeing. I think it's sort of a manifestation of an unfortunate circumstance. It's another death due to COVID, so to speak, but it isn't a physical death. It's death in business. It's death of the perpetuation of good baseball and other sports. The death of things that we've known and loved, businesses all over the places that we've lost, restaurants, et cetera. So I'm really wondering if this needs to be looked at on maybe a broader scale than we normally do with analytics and just within the realm of baseball itself, and figure out how we can make up for exactly what you said. All these folks that would like to be playing and developing, and they can't because they can't get together. So,
no, that's thank you, Jeff. That's a good point. We're not going to know, but you know, relievers, like let's just say bullpen guys, can emerge who were a 32, you know, you're a 32nd round pick or you're a 21st round pick. You can emerge as a guy that grows into his body, and now you're like bringing it. I mean, some of the greatest closers grew up not pitching. I mean, Mariano Rivera is the greatest closer of all time, and it wasn't until he was an infielder. He and Trevor Hoffman, really the two greatest closers of all time, were infielders. But, like, Trevor Hoffman was what? I think it was a shortstop at the University of Arizona. I mean, that's not going to happen. There's going to be a gap where you have these guys like a Mike Piazza would never exist in this world, because the draft was very short, not many rounds, signing guys. Think about Trevor Hoffman, one of the greatest relievers, Mariano Rivera. Do these guys exist in a COVID world? You don't know. What is it going to be like 2 years, 3 years, 4 years from now, where you got guys that they didn't have their high school season. They had limited college. Is there going to – I mean, we got a shortage now in pitching. I can't even imagine what it's going to be like going forward. Let's go to Eric in San Leandro. Eric, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Oh, whoa. This is actually happening. Hey, Tony.
What's happening?
Good. Yeah, miserable. I know, just like me. This is my first time caller here. I just wanted to – I'm, like, collecting my thoughts as I go. I've been wanting to call for a while, but, like, I just didn't really know what to say. I mean, like, every caller kind of steals the words out of my mouth, and especially you. You put it – you articulate it very well. We could talk all day about the loss and about, like, the door is always open for them, for the A's, just to, like, capitalize onto advancing in the standings for the wild card race. But, like, I think I'll skip that over and just, like, ask this hypothetical question. Like, how different do you think the situation would be without, like, some of the major gut punches, like Birdie Brazil likes to refer it? Like, how, like, if Bassett didn't get hit in the face, if Laureano didn't get suspended, if Rosenthal wasn't out for the season, like, in your mind, how different would the situation be right now?
Well, that's where you would be talking about a perfect situation, and that's just not life. Whenever you're in a business and you're dealing with human beings, and it's like whatever your career is and where you work, there's always going to be obstacles. You're never going to have a season where everything works out. You have to overcome these obstacles. And the teams that do that the best, and it doesn't matter whether it's Major League Baseball, the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, you name it, you're going to have obstacles. So how do you deal with that? Well, I mean, think about that. We could sit here and be like, oh, my God, we lost Ramon Laureano. Well, the Red Sox had 10 guys on the COVID list at one point. So it's you always have to understand that you're going to deal with stuff. How you deal with that stuff will determine how good your team is. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, like, there's always going to be adversity, especially, like, especially at the fatigue of 162 games. Yeah, and especially when there's on top of everything, like the COVID situation, the whole Power Terminal ballpark saga. That's just, like, it seems never ending. But, like, you know, at the same time, what adversity did the Giants face this year? You know, I mean, I don't really follow, to be fair, but. I think that's another big gut punch for A's fans that are just, like, super jealous of
you got to get over that. You got to understand you're in a two-team market. It's the same thing in New York, same thing in Chicago, same thing in Southern California, same thing in our nation's capital. You don't play in the same league. Yes, you're in the same market, but you don't play in the same league. You just got to get over it. You just can't, like, you can't. I know it sucks. I get it. But as someone that's so involved the way I am, but you got to get over it. And all you can worry about is you. And I dealt with that, whether we're talking about A's, Giants, Raiders, Niners. I've had to deal with that for years. So, but really, in the end, it's about you and your organization. That's all you can worry about. And your buddies, you're going to have some friendly bets and whatsoever. But you got to, from a standpoint of the brand, you just worry about yourself.
Absolutely. No, you're right. Yeah, it's another thing is that I wanted to sort of get off my chest is that, like, I feel like this season, I never thought I'd be, like, so visibly emotionally invested into a baseball team. I mean, like, I've always loved the A's since I was 8 years old, of course, but I'm 27 now. And this isn't really, I never played baseball. I never even played like any, played any sport. I'm a musician. And so like, I feel like just me giving all this time and energy to this group, like, I feel like it's all just going to be wasted and like, it's all going to be for nothing. Like if they end up moving to Vegas, which I don't know, it doesn't seem like they are, but you know, just that possibility.
Well, you know, as a musician, how you guys tease us, how you leave and then come back and play one or two more songs. Maybe we have that with the A's this year.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess there's not much of a difference there. You're right.
I'll tell you what. I did one of the best concerts I ever went to was Prince at the Shark Tank. He literally left, came back out, and played like 45 more minutes. It was amazing. It was like, wait, he's done, he's back. And 45 minutes. He's playing Little Red Corvette with acoustic guitar. It was unbelievable.
Iconic. That's true. Like, I guess there's always, no matter what the profession, no matter what the situation, there's going to be it's going to be a rocky thing for like the consumer and for the artist. You're right. So anyway, that's kind of, that wraps up me like talking to you for the first time. I appreciate you taking the time and for you to give us A's fans all a platform to just say what's on our minds. It's really refreshing. It's what keeps us moving as a fan base. So thank you, Chris. Thank you, Townie, for everything you do.
Well, hey, no problem. Thank you very much. And that's what it was a long time ago that I said, how do I want to do this? And I had a boss who allowed me to do it. It was to design a show for you, the fans. And I think we have no doubt held our promise to you. It's about the fans. It's about you. We're not going to always agree. Like Mustang Matt in Disco Bay, Discovery Bay is joining us. You know Mustang. This whole thing was designed for, it's kind of like we were ahead of our time being a community.
Yeah, it's wonderful. You know, I think going from so many different post-game shows and different hosts and seeing it expand out to, you know, basically 24-hour coverage. You know, one of the channels I love watching MLB Network. And when I'm not watching MLB Network, I'm listening and consuming A's baseball and listening to stories and hearing interviews and maybe catching a recap if I wasn't able to, you know, pour my full attention into the game because I'm working or doing other stuff. It's awesome. So, but you know what? This whole thing doesn't work if we don't have a good host, because there's plenty of people out there, talking heads, that really, frankly, just suck. And you don't. So there's that. So, you know, I'm trying to think, like, I want to be a glass half full. I'd like to see, you know, a swan song where they come back and they make a push. But I also think of all those times, it makes me really sit back and think and appreciate all those second half runs that made some of these playoff pushes magical. And, you know, I was at the game when Josh Hamilton dropped the ball and we won the game and won the West, and it was nuts. And then we ran into Justin Verlander, who, you know, channeled his inner Cy Young and just took care of business. But you know what? At the end of the day, I just loved the fact that I could call in and say, you know what? For all those bandwagon fans that tug on the coattails and, oh, I love my baseball team, I'm here to say that I love my baseball team when they don't perform the way we want them to. It's a lifelong obsession, baseball. And I have one true love, and that is the Athletics. And you know what? If it turns into the Las Vegas A's, so be it. They moved two times before, and we don't know what it's going to look like. But what I think, what I hope for in this particular aspect of where this season might go, is I hope that this team has a chance to add on and keep some of the pieces that we have currently, that we've nurtured years past, and then also on top of that, maybe we keep some of these guys that we were able to pick up at the deadline and really kind of build off of that again, and kind of see what happens. But you know, we're kind of stuck behind the eight ball right now, and I don't like our chances, but you know what? The math, we are not eliminated yet, and crazier things have happened. So we'll see. What do we have, 19 games left? 18 games left?
Yeah. You know what's interesting? So, when you think about, you know, back what you're talking about, the A's ran into Justin Verlander, who's one of the greatest pitchers of his time, just ran into him at the wrong time. It's just a reality.
Yep.
I mean, to where if, like, people years ago would say, well, you ran into Koufax or you ran into Gibson, you run into that hot pitcher, one of the greats, a Hall of Famer, at the wrong time, and the A's did that in 12 and 13. There's no question.
Yep. So what do you think if I was to levy a bet and put some numbers behind us making the playoffs right now, am I getting 50 to 1? 40 to 1? Or is it more like 100 to 1?
Yeah, it's not good. The math is running out. Time's running out.
And the other thing, too, is how good are the freaking Blue Jays playing right now? They're playing crazy good.
They're
baseball.
The only team. Everybody else is losing. It's the Blue Jays who keep winning. Everybody else has been mediocre or bad. Well, I would give Seattle a little credit there. But Yankees haven't been good. Red Sox haven't been good.
Yeah, and you know what? It's one of those things where, you know, I was thinking about, like, what would my, you know, if my team was out, what would a good World Series be? And I'm thinking to myself, I'd love to see, you know, like, the Rays play the Brewers. And my friend was like, oh, that's awful. It's the worst World Series. I wouldn't want.
For us baseball people, that would be a good World Series.
I'm just saying, like, do we have to see, you know, the same four or five organizations year over year over year?
No, you know, no. Mustang, I don't need Yankees. I don't need Red Sox. And I don't need Dodgers. And hell, I don't need Giants either. I could totally do a Rays Brewers series, and I would enjoy every minute of it.
That's what I'm thinking. Well, guess where we're at right now is go A's, and we'll see what happens. And I hope to get to see you at least one time before the season's end, so we can suck back a drink or something. So we'll see what goes.
Thank you, Mustang. Be well, my friend. Now it's time to see what's on deck, presented by Ashby Lumber. Ashby Lumber, for all your building and remodeling needs. Learn more at ashbylumber.com. Well, we are going to be back tomorrow at 3 o'clock with A's Cast Live, and then we'll have A's Total Access at 4:07, and then 5:07 will be at first pitch. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. We truly appreciate it right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
In London, it's 10 p.m. Wednesday. In Singapore, it's 5 a.m. Thursday. And in San Francisco, it's 2 p.m. Wednesday. We call that Ring Central time. Time for teams, customers, and partners to connect online for a real-time work session. Ring Central is the leading cloud solution for today's distributed workforce, integrating voice, video, online meetings, and team messaging into one experience. It's time to work the way you want. It's Ring Central time. For a free trial, visit ringcentral.com.
Ring Central. Communicate, collaborate, connect.
At the Honda Summer Sales Event, one summer adventure leads to another.
Start with a new Honda and be on your way to desert treks, lakeside getaways, and mountain paths so remote you need an actual map. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2021 Honda Accord and 0% APR on the 2021 HR-V or Pilot.
See dealer for financing details.
Tired of searching for sports updates in different places? The Xfinity Sports Zone gives you the ultimate sports hub experience, where you can find games, news, and highlights all in one place, right on your TV. Follow the teams you love across your favorite sports. You can even use the voice remote to access stats and scores. With the Xfinity Sports Zone, everybody wins. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store for details. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service with X1.
Hey, A's fans, want to get away? Southwest Airlines has you covered. Southwest Airlines offers direct flights from Oakland to Hawaii, where you can catch some rays, ride the waves, or relax on the beach. Not a Rapid Rewards member? Sign up for free today to earn points when you fly. Learn more at southwest.com. Southwest Airlines, an official partner of the Oakland A's.
Let's just take that out of your mouth.
At Ping's Pre-K, the growing enrollment is no play date.
The toilet is not a closet.
She needs more teachers certified in early childhood development.
Is it nap time yet? Lunch?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
A's fans, there is no better way to stay in touch with the A's and even our players than following us on social media. Just head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social for a full list of our social coverage, from player accounts to Twitter handles and more. Now is the time to stay in touch. Head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social today.
This has been the A's Clubhouse Show.
Brantley going back at the track, right to the wall. He'll turn and watch it fly. And the A's take a 1-0 lead.
On the run back is Cannon to the wall. Jumps at the wall. He's got it. A Joe Rudy type catch against the wall.
Be sure to visit athletics.com/A'scast on your device for access to exclusive A's content, including pre and post game for every game.
Laureano going back at the track, right to the wall. He's there, and he makes a phenomenal catch.
Thank you for joining this exclusive presentation of Oakland A's Baseball.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.